And the Gemara is going to be Mefarish, the first Bobe in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chamer Yoytzei B'mardat B'zman Shehi K'shuraboy. A Chamer is permitted to go out with a Mardat. A Mardat is a pack saddle. And the Mardat covers most of the Chamer and is Mechamem the Chamer. B'zman Shehi K'shuraboy. Only when the Mardat is tied to the Chamer, then there's a heter for the Chamer to go out. Zogt die Gemara. Omar Shmuel, vohu shekshura loy me'erev Shabbos. The Chamer is only permitted to go out with this Mardas in Shabbos if it was wearing this Mardas from Erev Shabbos. Now, what kind of halacha is this? So let us see Taisvis. Vohu shekshura loy me'erev Shabbos. Rashi Pirish Lekamon, the Bekshura Me'erev Shabbos, if he had put on this Mardas on the Chamer Erev Shabbos, Havi Malbish HaChamer, then it becomes a Malbish. So if it is a Malbish, so it's not a Masui, so the Chamer is allowed to wear it on Shabbos, there's no problem with Laman Yanuach. It's wearing a Malbish. Avol be'eino k'shura me'erev Shabbos. But if the chamer, he did not put on the chamer this mardas erev Shabbos, he wants to put it on in Shabbos, have a masui, then it is a masui. And let us just make this interesting. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that it is a masui d'oraisa. It's a meira d'ka haloche, which is very, very difficult to understand. If he had put on the Mardas Erev Shabbos, it's a Malbush. If he put on the Mardas in Shabbos, it's a Malbush. We'll come back to Rashi. But let's go a little further. And this is Poshet Amasri D'Yeraisa. Bo'od Yesh L'Forish, this is Rashi's Biyur. Now Taisva says, Biyurim, which are more easy to understand. The Be'eino K'shura Me'erev Shabbos, if it wasn't kosher Me'erev Shabbos, Merzi K'miskaven Lohitzoes HaMardas. Then it looks like he wants to take out the Mardas. Ahot the Chamer Nisht in Zinin, he has Kavone to take out the Mardas. And let's explain Taisus first. We're going to see in the Sugya, a Chamer is a very cold animal. It's krire afilu betkufes tamas. It's a very cold animal. Now there's a meiridike kashe on this balabos. Erev Shabbos, one would see the chamer, she's shivering away. I didn't put any mardas. He's very cold-blooded. The gaitam nishton, ehot nishta chamer in zin. People saw the chamer walking out Erev Shabbos, gornisht. So kekumin Shabbos, kovit Shabbos, the chamer gait arois mit the mardas. Is Khan Shayel Aben, what happened all of a sudden? So you can't say, oh, Zicha Fashtaitzach of Nachmonis of the Chamoyer, Zakal the Chamoyer, so he's putting the Mardas on to warm up the Chamoyer. All of a sudden he got a good heart in Shabbos, what happened there of Shabbos? So Memele, so people start thinking differently. So Pshat is, the Chamoyer hot Rimbo, the Chamoyer is cult was Keitemon. No, Pshat is, Shabbos, he hears Episaninian, he needs the Mardas. Wherever the Chamer is going, he needs the Mardas to be there. So Memele, that's Pshat in the Mardas. That is Pshat in the first Mahalach in Taisus. The Be'ena K'shura Me'erev Shabbos, Merzi, it looks like him is Kaven Lohitzos HaMardas. It does not look like that he wants to be Malbish in Mechamen the Chamer, and the Raya is Erev Shabbos Teichiach. V'harav Peiris Pirish, the merzi, a different merzi. Ke'ilu miskaven lohilech abaheime lemokim rochik. That means he's putting on this is a pack saddle. Again, he's preparing the behema, or he's going to be meilech the behema to go amokim rochik. This is a business venture, because it is not the chamer. If it would be for the purpose of warming the chamer, that is the only heter, what happened Erev Shabbos? So the gzeiris of Taisvis we can understand. But in Rashi, it gets more difficult. Rashi says over here that it becomes a masoi min ha-teire. So where, so Rav Moshe Zecheinu Levroch in the Ha'oris asks, where do you see such a thing that in order to get a shame malbish, you need hachone, you have to be making it. If you put it on Erev Shabbos, so there's a teiris malbish. If you didn't put it on Erev Shabbos, so there's a teiris masoi. So he's metadid to say Pshat and Rashi as follows. He says, even though between you and me, the chamor needs the mardas. The chamor is very cold, and the mardas warms the chamor. But he says, there's a tremendous difference in malbushim between an animal, malbushe odom and malbushe behemoth. Malbushe Odom is a person goes out with Levushim, he makes Levushim, he goes out with Levushim. So that's not called Haitzor, that's called his Malbush. Malbush, the Derech Malbush is not called Derech Haitzor. But he says, Be'emesn, a Beheime paspechlau nisht azazach via Malbush. Why? Because a Beheime itself was born and created without Malbushim. A behemah is different than a person. A behemah, the whole, the behemah is mekaltegam salem. That's the life of the chamor. It's not, there's no such musig of a malbush by an animal since they were, without a bailim, there's no malbush. So the teiris malbush that it gets is totally in the anhoge that the bailam has with this animal. That means, if he's considerate for this animal, and he's a doig on the feelings of this animal, so this becomes a malbush. He says, this animal that has a concerned owner, and wants to be mechamim, the animal, so this becomes a teiris malbush of the animal. But the only teiris malbush is because it has an odon who is concerned about the hergeshim of the animal, so it becomes a malbush of us. Masha enkein, if you have an odon, that Erev Shabbos, he wasn't doyik. So it comes out like this. When it's 50 degrees outside, the odon, and you can see her shivering away, the odon doesn't bat an eyelash. So you see, by 50 degrees, segaitim gonish, so she doesn't have a malbush by 50 degrees. When it's snowing and 30 degrees outside, it's unlike in a malbush. But by 50 degrees, she doesn't possess a malbush. So memele, Shabbos, it's also 50 degrees. We're not speaking about that it snowed on Shabbos. Shabbos, it also was 50 degrees. And 50, and Shabbos, he goes and puts on a maldat on the chamer Shabbos. So since we see that he, als Odin, is not malbish the behemoth by 50 degrees, so Taka doesn't get a teiris malbish. Because the whole musik of a malbish by a behemoth is dependent on the consideration of its Odin. And if Erev Shabbos he didn't put it on, and it was the same weather, so Shabbos it doesn't get a teiris malbish, so it's called a masi. That's how he wants to explain Shitas Rashi. So Omar Shmuel Bohu Shekshura Loi Me Erev Shabbos. It was kosher Me Erev Shabbos. Then he says that is a drabonin already. That means if Erev Shabbos was 70 degrees and Shabbos was 50 degrees, but Chazal said already, since it's very olu that Erev Shabbos and Shabbos should be the same weather, so Chazal said already it's only mutter to go out Shabbos, if Erev Shabbos, it was also wearing this mardas. Vushek shuraloi me Erev Shabbos. Then it has a teiris malbish, and according to Tosfos, there's no mokim of marisayin, there's no merzi, then it's permitted to go out on Shabbos. Omar Rav Nachman, masnisa nami deik. It is not only a member of Shmuel, the Yeridaik, the Mishnah, you'll see that Taka has to be kshura me Erev Shabbos. Diktoni. We learned further, Einachamer Yoitse Bimardas Bizman She'einok Shuraloi. When it's not kosher, Achamer is not permitted to go out with a Mardas. Heichidom. Ilaymo She'einok Shuraloi Klau. that it's bechlal not tied to the chamer. Pshita. So you don't need a mishnah to tell me that it's not permitted to go out with a loose mardas. Dilmenof lalei vasuye vaosila suye. If it's a loose mardas, now mardas is an expensive article. So pashteitzach, if it's going to go out and it'll fall off, he'll zicha come to carry it. So memela, you don't need the mishnah to tell me that einok shura loy. If einok shura loy means it's bachlal not kosher, that it's also for the animal to go out with it. It's zicha pasta gzeira. Elolav she. So what is the mishnah telling us on Issa? The mishnah wants to be mechadish. If it wasn't kosher, may erev Shabbos. That's what the mishnah is telling us, that you're not allowed to go out, a behemoth is not allowed to go out with a madas, if isha ain't a kshur alay me yarev Shabbos. So michlal de reishe, now our mishnah, that says that a chamoir is only allowed to go out with madas bizman shehi kshura, so that is speaking about kshur alay me yarev Shabbos. Shma mino, tanya nami hochi, chamoir yoitzi bimardas, Bizman shekshur aloy me'erev Shabbos, and often the Baraisa, that is only permitted to go out with a madas if it's kosher from erev Shabbos. The loy be'oikev, afal pi shekshur aloy me'erev Shabbos. But an oikev, the chamer is not permitted to go out. Now to appreciate the difference between an oikev and a mardas, is the Mishnah Berurah brings down is an oikef godel, and that theme spreads over the whole back of the chamoyer, and that is really mechamim the chamoyer. So this is considered a masi. This is not considered a masi. This is considered a malbush. V'loy ba oikef av afish ekshur loy me'erev Shabbos, because an oikef is a small saddle, and oikef is only mechamim a small chelik of the chamer. So memela, that doesn't have a teiris malbush. Since it does not offer complete chimum, only partial chimum, that's not a malbush. That is the svar of the Tanakame. V'loi ba'oikev, afal pi shekshur v'loi me'erev Shabbos. So it is osur al tzmasui. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, af ba'oikev, bizman shekshur v'loi me'erev Shabbos. And oikev that is kosher me'erev Shabbos is also mutter, because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds a miktsas chimum is also, it will also give it a teiris malbish. So memela, so since it accomplishes something, so memela it gets a teiris malbish. Ubilvad, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says there's one tnai. Can only wear this oikev on Shabbos, shloyiv shaloy ritzue, tacha, ubilvad shloyiv shaloy masrichin, ובלבד שלא יפשלו ירצו תחת זנובוי. Now let us see what this is. זוקט רשי, מסניסן נמי דייקה לקמון בהי פירקה. אף באויקה, what the svar of Rav Shimon Gamliel, דאי הוא נמי מהני לחממו. It also accomplishes some type of חימום, so ממילא, so it receives a teres malbush. ובלבד שלא יקשר לוי מסריחם. So מסריחם is a breast strap that the front of the oikev ties around the breast to ensure that the oikev should not slide back. Now, if this breast, we'll see in a minute what the purpose of this breast strap was. The purpose was, Rashi says later, when it went up a hill and it was carrying a masui, so the masui together with the oikev, since it's on a big slant, it's on an incline, so lamaise, the oikev and the masi would slide down. So therefore they had this breast strap on it. So memele, so that was the purpose. Although if he'll put it on Shabbos, the merzi kemisha roitze latinei masui. If he'll tie the straps on Shabbos, so there you, als warming up the chamoyer that the oikev does. The whole purpose of the straps are to protect the masa, it shouldn't slide down. So Mameli should make sure that he shouldn't be kosher the masrichim. Shloyik shaloy masrichim. I don't know exactly if the masrichim were a chelik of the oikif, or they were separate straps. If they were separate straps, it's golgot. So he shouldn't put on these straps, because there's no tzchimum, there's no tzayrech. But it would seem it's attached to the oikef mistana. Because if it's new straps, I don't know if it's messy. What right does he have bachlal to put on these straps? Taka masui. So mistama, these straps were attached to the oikef. And like this, there's no masui. Like, just like if a person has a jacket, and there's a hood attached to the jacket, so he can walk around with the jacket with the hood off his head. Because since this is part of the Malbush, so Memela becomes bottle to the Malbush. Or as the Rambam says, a person can wear a beged of tzitzis at night, even though there's no chiyuv of tzitzis. It's them mitachsisei a beged. The beged comes with tzitzis. Even though now I don't need it, it's part of the beged. So mistava is, these ritzuis were attached to the yoikev. It's part of the yoikev. So Memela, it's not called a masoy. If the etzem, It's part of the oikev. And if the oikev is the bachamim, so mistam becomes bottle to the oikev. But if he's going to tie them, then it's merzi kimisha roitza latinoi masi. So that he shouldn't do. This was a strap in the front. And there was, in the zretzua tachas novoi shenaisnim sham shaloi teiret ha-oikev. Ba masi al tzavora. The other way around. When it was going down, so Memela, in order to hold the oikef and the masi that it shouldn't slide down on the head of the chamor, kshi yered es laimek, va'amisroch shloi teired al znovek, kshi oila alohorim. But the whole purposes of the kshira of these ritzuas was to ensure the masi and the oikef. So Memela, this he shouldn't do Shabbos, because he have a merzi of kemisha roitze latinoi masi. Zok Taisvis, Ilema She'eino K'shura Loi Klal, Pshite. So the Gemara is Machiach from the Sefer. Why does the Sefer have to tell us that Eino K'shura, what is the Eino K'shura of the Sefer? Eino K'shura Loi Klal, you don't need the Sefer. So it means Eino K'shura Loi Me'erev Shabbos. Loi Boi Le'mitzvah for Taisvis, why do you have to game it up as a alumnus to prove it? The Mireisha Shaminala, the whole safe is Miyuta. Diktani Bizman Shi Kshure. The Mishnah says it's only permitted when it's Kshure. Ha'eino Kshura Loi. So that it has to be Kshure, I know from the Reisha. So what is the safe telling us that Eino Kshura Loi? So, Kor, the safe wants to be Marbe, Eino Kshura Me'erev Shabbat. So Taisa says, no, that is no Cheshbin whatsoever. The derech mishnayis kain, that the mishnah is repetitious. Mesechtes habay de zore, eilu dvorem asurim bachila. Kvoshim shedalkom loseis lesoichon yayin. Ubeseife ktoni ve eilu mutorim bachila. Ukvoshim shein dalkom loseis lesoichon yayin. Bepeirik eilu trefes ktoni eilu ksheiris. Aval gavdi kemenayde shamine mireshim. So that's why the Gemara had to prove als yito. That means it's understandable, it has to be kosher. So what is he telling us that ein ekshura leiteitze? Al kocha means to say ein ekshura afilu me'erev Shabbos. Ve'im taima, so Taisa says, why do you have to bring the Sefer and prove it from the Sefer? V'nifshet mireisha. The same cheshben we can prove from the reisha. The Bikshura Me'erev Shabbos Ayri, that Al-Kochar it's Kshur Me'erev Shabbos. Mide it's the Rechle Misni, the Mishneh tells us, Bizman Shei Kshure, that can only go out, only when it was kosher to the Chamoel. So let's also make the same question. The Belav Hochi Havi Yedi in the Ayri Bikshura. I wouldn't say in the Mishneh, I also know that it has to be Kshure. Di Be'ein Kshure, Pshit, if it's not kosher, so it's poshet, it's osa. Dulma osi lasuye. The osa. Dulma nofel of osi lasuye. Ki dekama hoche. Ilai. Elo vadai. Is man shekshura me'erev Shabbos koma. So this whole cheshbin that the Gemara figured out from the Sefer, you can figure out from the Reisha. Ve'eshloime de mireisha loisiv shayt. From the Reisha you can't be poshet anything. The Adarab. The Reisha is telling us a heter. The other rabbi, I could be medayk from the reisha, have a mina de lohochi toni bizman shehi kshura, a heter, that when it is kshura, it is permitted to go out, lashmi inan da filo kshura bishabbos. The fakir, the mishnah is telling us as long as it is kshura. The reisha is telling us at teirim. So for Kel, from the Mishnah, I could say that the Mishnah is telling us, the Heter of the Mishnah is telling us, as long as it is Kshura, it is Mutter. The Eloi Tonelei Hava Mina Davke B'Kshura Loi Me Erev Shabbos. Avo B'Kshura Mi Shabbos Loi. So I wouldn't know this Heter. Kamash Malon Faker. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us a Heter that any Kshura, Afila Kshura Mi Shabbos is also sufficient. Lochidaik mi seife. The seife is telling us isurim. Isurim for Shabbos, you don't need a seife. So kochach, the iser of the seife is coming to tell us that a filler was ainu kshura me erev Shabbos, it is also awesome. Boi minei Rav Asi bar nosen me rabchie bar Ravashi. Mahu litain mardas al gabi chamer b'shabes. Let us see Rashi. Mahu litain marda v'loi lotzei l'shus harabim. Now, we just learned the whole sugya that it only gets a teiris malbush only if it was put on Erev Shabbos. But the Gemara clears a different shaylo. Mahu litain marda v'loi lotzei l'shus harabim elo b'chotzer, to go out in the chotzer. And why is he doing it? Umipnei hatzine. Because the behemoth is cold. There's no shayla veitzo. He wants to put on a mardas in Shabbos. Now, kan shoye laben, so what is the shayla? What could be wrong? So, I would just like, just in order to get one mahalach of the sugya, then we'll see Rashi does not learn like this in Gansan. Let us just see Taisvis Mahulitain, but not the whole Taisvis, because Taisvis takes the Gemara later into consideration. Let us just start by the end of Taisvis, just to get Bisala Mahalach in the Sugya. Elonire Lari de Taima Mishum Tirche de Shabbos. The Shaila of the Gemara is Alts Tirche. That means, is one permitted to be Matriach himself in Shabbos because his chamer is cold? Is one permitted to do it? I mean, Shabbos is nishkein efkeres. There are certain things that are permitted and there are certain things which are also al tilche. So that is the shayla of the Gemara. The shayla of the Gemara is a tilche, this, the mitzad echot, there is a tilche involved, putting on the mardas on the chamer. Mitzad acher, there's a chesed that's involved, tal balchayim, tzedos, the samamela. So what is the din? That was the shayla. So boy minei Rav Asi, now let's go to the Gemara. Boy minei Rav Asi bar nosen me Rav Chiye bar Rav Asi. Mahu litain mardas al gabi chamer b'shabes. Are you permitted to put a mardas al gabi chamer b'shabes? He says, what they matter, this tirche, yes or no? Om alei mutter. So Rav Chiye bar Rav Asi told them it's mutter. So what is pshat? I said, there were matter at tirche letzorech behem. Finished. Omalei, so Rav Asi bar nosen estem, b'chima bein ze la'oikev. The halacha is, if the behemah walked in, and there's an oikev on its back, and the behemah is all heated up, and now it would be a chesed for the behemoth to take off the oikif, in order that it shouldn't be so sweated up. It should cool off a little bit. And the halacha is, you're not allowed to take off the oikif, even though it doesn't involve so much tirche as the tirche of putting on a mardas. So he asked him, how could you be matter with such greater places to put on a mardas on Shabbos, and you're not chayshish of the Isser Tilche, what is it? You're not allowed to take off the oikif. The behemoth walks in, sweated up with an oikif. You're not allowed to take off the oikif. Ishtik, he didn't answer him. So Rav Asi bar Nosen was under the opinion, why didn't he answer him? Because he held an oikif is also mutter. It seems that's how Rav Asi bar Nosen understood. He understood that he holds an oikev is also mutter. He says, listen, you're not, You're not answering me. I'll show you an oikef ezot. Ich frag doch zum Sach. Eisvei. Oikef shal gabi chamoyer. The oikef that is al gabi chamoyer lo yitaltelenu biyode. He's not permitted to take it off. Elo meilicha o meivio bechotzer. He makes the chamoyer he's meilich and meivio the chamoyer and the chotzer. Vuhu noifu meyelo. That means he does pulis till the oikef will fall off, but he won't do it himself. So the chamil zich drein a cup and the chamil will shake it off, but he won't do it himself. So we see that they were not mater atirche letzoyrech the tzar from the chamil. And this is a greater tirche to put on a mordas. Hashtag. Little amrit loy. If the Baraisa says that one is not permitted to take off amar oikef lahaniach mi boy, how could you be permitted to put on? How will you matter? Amar le Rab Zeire. It seems Rab Chiya Bar Avashi still didn't answer him. Amar le Rab Zeire. Shavkei shepernish fregnish kein kashes. Kirabe svirelei, erot a Rebbe, his Rebbe was matter. Who's the Rebbe? The Omar Rab Chiya Bar Rashi, Omar Rab. Rab Chiya Bar Rashi said, b'shem Rab, toilin traskol lebehema b'shabbos. A person is permitted to put on a traskol lebehema b'shabbos. Now, a traskol is a food basket that is also involves tirche, and one is permitted to put this on b'Shabbos, and we have to understand what is he accomplishing by putting on this basket on the mouth of the chamayr. It's a tirche. The only thing he's accomplishing is giving the chamayr einik Shabbos. What's the einik Shabbos? Because like this, the chamayr has to bend down to eat. Like this is mamish macholei mucholois. Mamish levin the moil. Mamish you don't have to do anything. So he's giving his chamoir einik Shabbos. But what is the price of this einik Shabbos? He's matrich himself 15 minutes for the chamoir. So if Rav said lekovid einik Shabbos for the chamoir, a yid is permitted to be matriach 15 minutes. So Mamela, according to Rav, you can zicha take off the oikev also. The oikev is not only tainik. The oikev is the behemoth sweated up. There's amount of tzar over there. According to Rav, you can zicha take off the oikev. And the mardas, nebuch, the chamer is the chmamish, shivering away the mardas, zicha muta. So you have a kasha from a baraisa, Rav tanu apole. Fair mensch hat a rebbe. His rebbe was mater. His Rebbe was matter, you asked a shayla about Malvas, his Rebbe was matter traskel, and traskel is, there's a tirche without tzar of the behemah, only oinig of the behemah, and the Rebbe was matter. Savad givis, Malvas is ich mutter, and Rav Tanu upol. That's the Gemara says, Omalei Rab Zeire, Shofkei, Kerabei Svirelei. Erhaltach wie der Rebbe, der Omar Rav Chiya Bar Rashi, Omar Rav, Toilin, Traskel, Lebehema, Bishabes, Vekalvachoyme, Lemardas. So, as a Traskel is Mutter, Avada Gewiss. What's the Kalvachoyme? Omar Hosom, Dimishum Tainik Shori, that there the Heter is Alt Tainik. The only purpose is there's no Tar of the Behema. The Behema whole week bends down to eat. Aval pikein mishum tainik, so Rav was mater to be matriach for the chamoir. Hocha de mishum tzar, amar das, nebuch the chamoir is shivering away, like kolshkein, avade givis, you're permitted to be matriach, to be matzel the chamoir from tzar. Shmuel oma, and Shmuel disagrees with the breite heter of Rav, but Shmuel holds mardas, Mutter, Amadas is also Mutter. Traskolosa. What is the lomdus of Shmuel? Eise Shmuel held b'mokaim tzar. B'mokaim tzar, they were mater atirche for the behemah. So memela mardas is Mutter. Traskol is not b'mokaim tzar. Traskol is only als Teinug, der Asatir. Also, Reb Chiya Bar Yosef, Omro Lishmaite de Rav Kamei de Shmu. He told over Rav's Kula. Rav was Meikul Afila to put a traskul on a Chamoir in Shabbos. Oma Lei, he says, Ihochi, Oma Abe, if Abe is a Loshen of a Chavarash, he says, if Rav said such a heta lo yodi be mila de shabata ve loy klum, he was very vehement that that zicher, the zicher can be matter to put a traskel on a chamer. This is mamish atirche shalei le tzeirich Shabbos. Ki solik Rav Zeire, Rav Zeire was involved in this whole Indian, ashkechei le Rav Binyamin bar Yefes, he went to Eretz Yisrael, de Yosef ve kamalei mishmei de Rav Yochanan, Neusnin Mardas al Gabi Chamer Bishabis. He says, Rabbi Yochanan also was matter to put a Mardas al Gabi Chamer. Omar le Yashe, oi, sagst du gut, vechein tilgeme Arjoich bebobel. Weis im Bobel, der Rabbonim am Neuchet Mati gemacht, Shmuel was matter. Arjoich, Monoi, Shmuel. Fragt die Gemorre, wo Rav Nami Yomre, right, he told him, Rabbi Yochanan, that Shmuel was matter Mardas. That's true, but Rav also said, he only has to bring a matter of Shmuel. Rav was also matter Mardas, wo Rav Nami Yomre. No, so the Gemorre says, now you have to understand the Maise. El Shamei, Davim Misayim Bei, when Rabbi Yomim Ben Yefes said over his Shtik Teire, he said as follows, Vein Toilin Traskel B'Shabes, he says, Rabbi Yochanan said, a traskel is also because only a tiny. A mardas is mutter. So the mailer say told them, ah, that's a good thing, and Shmuel and Bovel said about that also. Yeah. About the kula alma mihis, mardas mutter. But we see, now the Gemara gets back to this barais we had mentioned before. The kula alma mihis, mardas mutter. Frag the Gemara, Maishna mi oikev. What is the difference of oikev? By oikev, the Baraisa said before the Gemara brought a Baraisa that one is not permitted to take off the oikev. Even though the behemoth has tzar, it's all sweated up, so it appreciate you should take off the oikev that they are. So why is Mardas mutter? So the Gemara says, Shani hosom the efsher the nofil memela. So it seems the Gemara in the first Teretz is saying as follows. Zicher, they took the tzar of the behemoth into consideration. They took into consideration also the cheshbon of tirchet. And they came to such a conclusion. If the only way you could be misalik the tzar is through tirchet, so then they were matar tirchet in Shabbos. But if there's an oifen that you could be misalik the tzar without tilche, then you use that oifen. So the meile, so the Gemara is telling us that oikiv is gar an andere zach. Since the meilech umevi, making the behemoth run around, when it comes in, till it'll shake off the mardas, so we're avoiding the tilche, so the meile, so oikiv is gar an andere parsha. Oikiv, we could be misalik the tzar, it'll take a little longer for the oikiv to go off. The chamer would appreciate to take it off right now. She'll take it off in 10 minutes. It'll fall off in 10 minutes. But al koponim, since it can be done without tzar, so memele, so then, since it can be done without tirche, so then they were not matter tirche. Ma she'en kein, mardas, here the behemoth is freezing away. And the only way the behemoth can warm up is by the bailam putting on the mardas. So there, Sarav and Shmuel hold that it is permitted to do a pu'ula that involves tich in order to be matzel the chamer from tzav. So according to the first teret of the Gemara, so be'etzim it comes out that this be'etzim is this could be that Rav is, then the b'rais is no stirit to Rav. Oikiv is a unique din because there it's possible you can accomplish everything without tircha, then they weren't matar tircha. But if you can accomplish it without tircha, then according to Rav, they feel a matar tainig without tircha. So that's the first teret. Rav Papa Omar, kan lechamemo, kan letzanino. Rav Poppe says, and this teretz is only according to Shmuel. Here you have to say Rav Tanu Apollo. Rav Poppe Omari says, it matters what the tzar is. Kan lechamemo. That means the mardas is, the purpose of the mardas is to warm up the chamer. Kan lechanino. The purpose of the netila sa'oikev is to cool off the chamer. Lechamemo is lo tzar. That means that even to cool it off, it doesn't have such a great tzar. Because, good, now it's verschwitzt, and now it's gonna be freezing. So since the tzar is not so great, this is a teretz according to Shmuel. Because Shmuel said, they were only matel tirche b'mokim tzar. So Mimele, so Amardas is mutter, that's the Mokim Tzar. The Chameir is never freezing away. To take off the Oikev, it's not such a great Tzar, because it's now it's hot, now it's gonna get cold side by side. So it's only a minute Tzar, they ask it. But according to Rav holds that a filu l'tainig is mutter tirche. So Mimele, according to Rav, he would be matter, to take off the oikev in Shabbos also. So the second teretz is only a teretz according to Shmuel, according to Rav Poppe. And then we have to say Rav Tanu Apoli. So Rav Poppe ma kan lechamemo, kan letanino, lechamemo is leitzaro, letanino les lo tzaro. She doesn't have a koponim, the tzar that she has from not wearing a mardas. Vahainu da omri inshi, chamro, afele betkufes tamis krirelo. A chamro is very cold, afele betkufes tamis, so memele, therefore there's an inyan to put on a mardas. Now let us first see the Tosfos, and then we'll come to Rashi. Mahu litain hamardas al gabi chamer b'shabbos. So now Tosfos wants to figure out what is the study Shaila. What is the Shaila though? There's no Shaila Vaitzot, it's speaking about in the Chotzer. So what could be the Shaila? So Tosfos says, Ve'ein lesser mishum de'ein kli nitol elo ledovar ha-nitol. We had learned as a svar of one man diyoma, that one is not permitted to be metaltal afilu a kli heter litzayrech ha-dovar mukze elo ledovar ha-nitol. The behemoth shiva ki dover hanitl. A behemoth is considered a dover hanitl. Kiven de yocher lemoishcha, o leilicha bachol mokeim. So memela, that we learned on Daphnun Beis Amad Aleph. A person is permitted to be moishach, an animal, berushus harabim. So memela, so it's considered a dover hanitl. So that's it, can be the shayla. Rav Nami, v'rav Asi bar Nosen, the boy imosa, Ein leforish mishum de merzi. Kiroitze lahoylech habaheim alamokim rochay. We'll say that that's the issa putting on. Afilu in achotza, which is afshebachadre chadorim. There's also an issa of marisayin. De merzi kiroitze lahoylech habaheim alamokim rochay. If that would be the issa, dim keim heichi dayik, de man de shori traskel kolshkein mardas. Rab Zeire said that the makir of Rab Chie Baravashi was from Rav, because Rav was matir to put on a trasko, which is a tainug, avadi givisit be matar a mardas. Now, if the iser of mardas is because of a merzi, because it's merzi kiroitzel elech habayim alamokim rochek, like Rab Peiris' svore, before in the Isra of Rishus Arabim, so Memele, so it's no Kalvachayma from Traskel. Traskel does not spell out that he's going for a long journey. So that can't be the time. Ve'ein leforish nami, the boy lemeiser b'chotzer oto Rishus Arabim. He says, whatever is also b'Rishus Arabim is also b'chotzer. K'dom gabi isha b'perik b'me isha, gabi b'im olay gozru, k'desanya b'somach gabi zug, Metayelas imay bechotzer. Later we'll see that the behemoth is permitted to walk around with a bell. b'chotzer, not b'shus harabim. So you see klar that a chotzer does not have the halachas of b'shus harabim. Ela nire l'ri the time mishum tilche de Shabbos. The time is alts tilche. Period. So that is the shaila. What they matter tilche l'tzeirech tzar balachai. Vektoisves, what's the shaila? Ta'afo gav de shor yekar tzut peperik beiz de beye. The halacha is that a person is permitted to comb or scratch the behemah. Kaltzuf is a comb with a big dull teeth, that there's no shayla of chabure. So he's permitted to comb the behemah, to scratch the behemah in Shabbos l'chayre. Aye, there's also tirch involved, but al kaponim, they were matter, l'tzeirich tzar balachayim. So memeus, you see, they were matter tirch. So what's the difference of kaltzuf or hanoches mardas? So Matthew says two terutz. Teretz number one, hosom yesh lo tzar b'yoysa. There, it's very uncomfortable for the behemoth, it's all itchy, so memele, so there's a tzar b'yoysa, so there's permitted, therefore they were matter kaltzuf. But this mardas, even though the behemoth is cold, aber, it's nit azoy gefährlich, so memele, that is the shayla. Inami loishori elo biyontif avlo bishabis osa. The Taisus has a second teretz that that's only mutter biyontif avlo bishabis osa. Now, between you and me, I really don't understand the chilek between yontif and Shabbos. Mehechi Taisi, there should be an iser tirche in Shabbos, and there shouldn't be an iser tirche in yontif. If the iser tirche comes from the mitzvah of oinig, there's a mitzvah of oinig in yontiv also. I found the bir haloche brings down a shita mikubetet. The bir haloche in simen takchav gimel brings down a shita mikubetet in beya. The shita mikubetet in beya says as follows, that this haloche, that they were matar kavtzuf, is going, the Mishnah, Matar Kaltzuf, is going according to Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva holds that in Meleches Oichel Nefesh, Afilu Shel Behemah is also Mutter. There's a Machlokes, it's Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosi Haglili. If a Meleches Oichel Nefesh is Mutter L'Tzorech Behemah, the person allowed to cook for a Behemah in Yomtev. So the Shita Mekabetis in Beyah says the Mishnah that's Matar Kaltzuf is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Afilu Amalach is Mutar L'Tzorech Nefesh Behemtoi. So I'm going to give us that Tirch is Mutar. So Memelis, according to the Shita Mekabetis, is Meiridik. So Memelis, that's the Chilik. I mean, in Yontif there's a Heter Afilu of Malach L'Tzorech Behemah. So there's a Heter Tirch L'Tzorech Behemah. Shabbos, we don't have such a thing. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Shita Mekabetzes is Meiridik Mechudishtik, and they brings a raya from the Rambam. The Rambam with Paskins like Rabbi Yosi Glili, and the Rambam Paskins like this Mishnah. So what is the Heter from Kaltzuf? The Zung Tzar Bal Chaim is the Heter, not the going according to Rabbi Kiva. So according to the Bir Halacha, if the Heter is Tzar Bal Chaim, some Meile, then I don't, if that is the matter, it means in Yontif there's no new Svara to be matter, not Tzar Bal Chaim. So that's Taisvis Kasha, so what's the difference Shabbos and Yontif? I'm just wondering if this second parent of Taisvis is like the Shita Mekobetzes, that Mishnah is going back in Yontif according to Rabbi Kiva. Al Koponim, we learned one oifen pshat in the sugya. Now, let us see how Rashi learned pshat in the sugya. Ma litain mardas, veloi lotzeis l'shus harabim, elo b'chotze, umipnei hatzinen. So we don't know yet what the shaila is. Hori gersinen, omalei muta, yelav. Omalei v'chima bein zeh lo oike, ishtek. Eisvei. Kasava haide ishtik, mishum de layashkich bei, he ignored the kasha. Why? The sova oikev nami shori. He holds that an oikev is also mutter. Voisvemi bereise, the osa litlo. The bereise says you're not allowed to take off an oikev. Hashte little amrit loy. If you'll say you're not allowed to take off a noikev, lo niach mi boy, so you're allowed to put on a mardas, the dummy ke ilu tzorich lahat ino masri. It looks like he wants to put on a masri. So here Rashi was megala to us what the shaila was. That the shaila is mahu to put on a mardas. Tosfos had mentioned such a svara. Tosfos said such a type of a gzeira, that was a peiros gzeira, that the mardas looks too fishy, that he wants to put it on. So Tosfos asked the kasha, so what's the kal v'chomer of traskel? If traskel is mutter and rav, avadi givis mardas is mutter. Ein shmit leit for Sinai. Traskel is take mutter, but mardas is there's a problem of merzi. And here Rashi says a different merzi. Rashi says the merzi is domi kiilu kiilu tzorich latino masri. He wants to put a masri on her. So first of all, we have Tosfos kasha, what is shver, and then we have to know what is the issa of litel asoikev. That's also somebody give us this zicher also. What is litel asoikev also for? I mean, little as oikev zicher is not a isser of. So how does the Gemara make a kal v'chomer? Little as oikev is one isser, and so that is also. So this is a vada gevis also. So Rashi is shreklich shver. So Ramesh is a chayin levroche says amuyim deke pshat in Rashi. He wants to say pshat in Rashi. And he says pshat as follows. That is zicher. The isser little as oikev is alt tirche. That Rashi at mitgetan, als Tirche. But Rashi did not want to learn like Tosfos that the Shaila of Mardas is also als Tirche. Why? Because Mardas involves Tzar Balichaye. So according to Tosfos, the Gufus was given the Shaila, but they matter to Tirche b'mokim Tzar Balichaye. Rashi did not want to learn like that. Why? Because Tzabachayim is a deraisa, Rashi did not want to learn that there should be a shaila if Tilcha is mutter b'mokim Tzabachayim. That l'chayr is zicha mutter. So what is the shaila? So Rashi says the shaila is as follows. So the shaila is, al tzamarisai, people will think that he wants domikilu tzorch latina masu. How do we learn pshat in the whole sugya? So he says the shaila is as follows. The shaila is litel es ha'oikev. If that is osar al tztilche. Now if that is osar al tztilche, so then we have here a moira dike kasha. This is called a tilche, and that's why Chazal asked litel es ha'oikev, because it's called a tilche. Now, if this is called a tirche, so the shaila is, he's putting on the mardas in Shabbos. Why is he putting the mardas on in Shabbos? So Rashi says, the shaila is putting it on, mitnei hatzine. Nebuch, he sees his chamoir freezing away, he's putting on the mardas in Shabbos because the chamoir is cold. But what happened Erev Shabbos? What happened Erev Shabbos? Why didn't he put it on Erev Shabbos? So Pshat is like this. Because there's a Tirche. You see, there's a tirche. These things, it's a tirche. The litel as a oikiv is a tirche that Chazal asked to do on Shabbos. So there's a tirche. It is a tirche. So erev Shabbos, since it involves a tirche, the chamoyer is also the chamoyer is cold, but by him it's a tirche. So we see klar his priority. Erev Shabbos, he had a cold chamoyer, and it involved a tirche. Erev Shabbos, he didn't bat an eyelash. He didn't put the mardas on erev Shabbos. Now, Shabbos, all of a sudden, the chamoyer is cold, and though he puts on. So what is the big kasha? What happened there of Shabbos? So pshat is, Father chamoyer, zainzach, aber wusstet man nicht vergelt, for business. I mean, this is how it's going, that's the merzi already. If he's put, if Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, he was busy preparing Shabbos, he didn't have any business Erev Shabbos to do. So the Meila, als the Tsar of the Chamoyer, als the Tsar of the Chamoyer, he was Mevatar on the Tsar, because of the Tirche involved. So the Meila, so Shabbos, when he's putting it on, so people will think he has something else up his sleeve. People are not so naive, so they'll say, Hastis, that he's doing it because he wants the domi ki ilu tzorich latino masi. That's what it looks for the world. So that was the shaila of the Gemara. That means, but the criteria is, you figure out, if there's an iser tirche, that means if it's not called a tirche in Gamsen, if it's not called a tirche, so then the kash is, so why didn't he do it Erev Shabbat? So it's a kash, but I don't have a teretz for it. I can't say he didn't do it because it's a tirche. It's not a tirche. So Kocher, Mestami was very tolerant, robbing the kigel out of Shabbos. So Memele, so then people won't be choshi to man Shabbos. But if it is a tirche, so then the puzzle fits in. So people say he didn't do it out of Shabbos because his tirche is worth more than the tzar of the behemoth. So why did he do it Shabbos all of a sudden? Al Kocher, because he has something else up his sleeve. That was the shaila of the Gemara, and that was the taina of Rav Asi Bar Nosson. If there is a tirche, then there's a meredike maresai. Right, so again a bissel weiter. So what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answered, no, ahav kerabe. Rav. Rav holds traskel. Sal mole soirim toim lo bitzavore opio nosson le soichoi. V'yoycheles v'taynik ba'almahu. It's a taynik for the chamer shloi titrach lo shuach tzavor alor. It shouldn't have to bend down. So memele, according to Rav, so madoch, traskel is mutter, v'shem taynik. So this is about the givis mutter. So Taisis had asked Akasha, now how does this come in over here? The whole Isser of Mardas is, we say people will be choshed him, maybe he's putting it on L'shem Masoi, he wants to be Matin HaMasoi. So what's the Kal V'chaimah from Traskel? So Rav Moshe wants to say that what Rav was Mater Traskel, there's no Tzar involved. So why was he Mater Traskel? So Kochi was Mater Traskel because he held this is not called a Tirche. This is not called a tirche in Gansa. That's why he was Mater Traskel. So if it's not called a tirche, so then the whole shtick teure falls down the drain. The shtick teure that people are going to say, why yesterday didn't he put it on and today he's putting it on? Yesterday was because of the tirche and today all of a sudden has geworden a gewaldike merachem. That's going to be the kasha of the people. So, but from Rav you see that this isn't considered a tirche. It's a gonish. I feel a little shame tiny gizmuta. So, Akoch, they wouldn't be matter at Tirche L'shem Taini. That the Chamer shouldn't have to bend down. So, now you get. So, Akoch Pshat is that it's not a Tirche in Gansen. If it's not a Tirche, so a Mele is no Gzeire. That's how Rabbi Shimon wants to say Pshat according to Rashi. Tzar Shel Tine Maldas Mutter. That is the svare of Rav. Now Shmuel holds the izatich involved. Because Shmuel says Traskel is osa. Vafal pikein mardas mutter, the tzarohi, because of Tzar. Now Shmuel goes with a different angle in Ganzen. Shmuel says that Mardas is Mutter de Tzari. They were Mater de Tirche Bemokim Tzar. Hilchach Uchi Behochi Velav Masiyu. So this word Velav Masiyu is a Shrek. How does Velav Masiyu come in? The Rishash Shrek doesn't know what's flying over here, Velav Masiyu. We're talking about going in Tachotzer. So Ramayish is a Ramayish, the Rishash is like Hevanti, if I say it in Shrashi. So Ramayish says, Rashi doesn't mean Velav Masiyu, Rashi means there's no Gzeire, they never made a Gzeire. They never made such a Gzeire. And the Gzeire was, the Domi Kilu Tzorech Latino Masiyu, Lav Masiyu. People won't think. You have a shtiktere, you have a kasha, it's gomish. Yeah, there's a kasha. If I mention one asach kasha, why yesterday he didn't put it on, why today he put it on? The kasha's on yesterday, not on today. So I'll call upon him, the tzari, hilkech ulchebochi, the lav masi, people won't think that he's doing it lahatino masi. That's how Rashi learned pshat in the sugi. Lishmaite de rav, de shori betrasko. Abe chaveri, kemoi avreich, which is Abba Lamalka, a chaver to the melech. Shmuel kori aryech, Hashem shoyeboki bedinim, v'shoifet, kemelech ha-shoifet al ha-oret, loshen reiko, reiko is a melech. Fakti gemore, vo rav nami omre, why did Rabbi Zeire tell Rabbi Yomim ben Zephes, that the Aryeich in Bobor had matter gemacht, the Rav also was matter. The Kim, the Shorei Betrasko, Kolshke Mardas. So he says, no, that, no, Svanach HaPsachesh bin as he said that Trasko was also, so Kochus like Shmuel, not like Rav. Maishno me oikev she'osa litoil v'cholshkein lahanichoy. There's less tirch involved. The nofu me'mele, kedektoni me'lichem evi'e lachotza, but nofu me'eloh, so me'mele, therefore, they answer this. Kan lechamamo, the second teretz, Rapopis teretz was, madas zorech lechamamo. Umuter mishum tzar de tzino. So that they were matter. Av netilas oikev eine elo sheyitztane. The whole accomplishment of netilas oikev is that you be able to cool up. Shenis chamamo, al yidei masi shenosu mi boid yoink. Was kind of masi the whole day, so got very hot. It's going to cool off side by side. Now it's a little hot. Wait a half an hour, you'll see it'll start shaking already. Now let us see the rest of the Taisus. Oikev shal gabi achamoyer, vim toimer, viyatev haoikev, viyenayer, viyipol, kidooma beper kol kisvei, gabi hoise behemtei tuune tevel, that there's a heter of Nir. So somehow Taisus asked the Kasha, it seems that there would be an easier way to get off the Oikev. Not that the Behemoth should be Moilach maybe till it falls off. They see there's a Cheshbon of Nir. V'yishloime da'osa ma'iri b'saken. There it's being about the Asaken on the animal. Shetucha b'ayim l'iskalko. So there the Wamata Nir. Avamach mes Oikev le'tucha b'ayim l'iskalko. Lekach lo'y hetiru the heter of Nir. Toilin trasko. According to Rav, Vim toime ve teyosa mishum de mishtamish be balechai, ki heiche da osa la niach neer al gabi dekel be Shabbos, mishum de mishtamish be mechuba. Vi yeshloime da osa menanei hanofim, there the branches shake when he puts on the neer. So that's called ishtamishes be mechuba, aval ocha eine menanei abeheime bekach, so memeila, so there's no isar of ishtamishes be mechuba. Rav Asi, Rabbi Nosson, the boy Lameisa, Efshim Isham Dilma Osi Lishtamish Bebalechai. So it seems that Taisus Yeshonim learned the whole sugye, not the way Taisus learned the Shailis Al Tirche, no, the Shailis that they were Geyser Dilma Osi Lishtamish Bebalechai. Aryech Shem Melech, Kedasiv Aryech Melech Alosa. So you see, he was a Melech. V'noktinon Tfei Mishal Melochim, Vishemuvla boy loshinari. The Shame the Komisayim bo, that Rabbi Yechanan was Messiahim that a traskel is also. Zaktaisus lahaloche, afal gav, the kaimolon kerav bi yisuri, hain ulegabi shmu lechude, it's only machlekes rabbi shmu. אבל הוך רבי יוחנן דקיים אלון כבוסר לגבי רב קוי כשמו. Hier Rabbi Yochanan, dat Rabbi Yochanan war aber doch ich Rabbi Yochanan, ja so sag schmu. Bibi. Und bereise da euke nami kaime kishmu, le mai de mishani kan le chama mo kan le tanana. I mean, according to the first teretz of the Gemara, we said that could be a full according to Rav also. But according to the second teretz, the Gemara said they asked netilas ha'oike because there's not so much tzar involved. But that is not a teretz according to Rav, because Rav was matter traskel shem tainig ba'alme. So if tainig is mutter, avada gewiss, netilas ha'ikiv should be mutter. Mas nisen, which will hear weiter, dein zochen am mefalchasin le beheime, de maisi le kamon, nami pligi ad Rav. The Gemara says later, it's speaking about the bigmar make, and it's le shem tainig, and it is also. Is mamei, it's also not like Rav. So le haloche, we don't pass like mm-hmm. Rab, because the perish bekunteres. Zog to Gemara weiter. Meisvei. So we're going to have a lot of aloches, and the cash is going to be from one of these aloches. Lo yeitzei hasus bezonov shul. A sus should not go out with a fox's tail between his eyes. Let us see Rashi. What will he accomplish with this? So Rashi says, "Bezonov shul shetoylen loy bein einov shloish loy boy ein." That's a pshaskula for an ein hara. But lemaise, it seems that is also in Shabbos. It has a teres masu. It doesn't have a teres malbush or tachshit, so it's also als masu. Lo yeitze asus bezonov shul v'loy bezaharurish shebein einov. So on the side we see Perish Loshen Shel Zahuri Shetoyren Lesus Mishum Noi. So it seems since it's not Ulchei, so Mamela it's also Amasi. Lo Yeitzei Hazov Bekish Sheloi. Let us see Rashi. Zahuri is Lenoi. Bekish Sheloi Shetoyren Loi Ba'amosei Lekabel Zoiv. Velivdoik Minyan Riyoiso. So the whole purpose of the Yitzoa Sakis is for a Shimush. She'enoi tachshit loy. It's not as never teres tachshit. He uses the kiss for his cheshboines. So mameilu that's a hitzo. That is a hitzo, like a personal take out of a handkerchief when he wants to sneeze. Hulk upon him. This is not a malbush and it's not a tachshit. So mameilu it is also. Layetazov bekishaloi, veloy izim bekish shebedadeim. Zokt Rashi bekish shebedadeim, lekabel cholov hanoitev. So, according to the first pshat, is also, it's a shod, the milk was dripping out from the dadim, so he put a kiss to conserve that milk, it shouldn't be oilach liibut. So, it's mamash amasui. Hinami shaloy yisretu dadeim ala koitzim shahoyu dadeim gasin. So memele, so that's why they ask it. V'loi poro b'chassoim shebepio. A poro is not allowed to go out with a muzzle. V'loi siyochem b'traskelin shebepiyim. This is the halacha which is negeos. Nesayoch is not allowed to go out b'traskelin shebepiyim lirshus arabim. To a rishus arabim, this is osa. But we'll see later, there's a dik, but why is this in a chotzer? It is mutter. Okay, v'loi beheime besandal sheberagleho. Beheime is not allowed to go out with a sandal. They put a sandal under a glayim to protect the feet. The iser of this is, it might fall off, and do ma'osi lasuyi. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, does not mean the iron shoes that we have, that they are nailed to the feet. The mamel did is nachshash. This is like speaking about it's a sandal that was put over the foot. Something like a slipper, and then it could fall off from the behemah. V'loi b'kameya, and behemah is not allowed to go out with a kameya. Afal pi shehu mumche. So the havamin of the Gemara was that the bezu chayme b'behemah me'ba'odom. Now an odom is allowed to go out with a kameya hamumche, but a behemah is not allowed to go out with a behemah hamumche. Avul yoytzei hu ba'agat shal gabi hamake. The baim is allowed to go out with a band-aid, a bandage על גבי המכה, ובקשישים של גבי השבר. Kshishim shal gabi ha-shever is, these are pieces of wood that are holding, if the behemoth broke a bone, so it's a type of a cast that's supporting the bone, but it was a splint, that's right. U'b'shilya ha-mudoldeles bo, and shilya that is in the process of being born, megziyech et ha-reiz gein, u'polkinken lo-zug b'tzaboro, and you stuff the inbill of a bell that shouldn't ring. Umetayelas imei bechotza. Okay, now not knowing pshat and all the halachas, habaktani miyas. Veloi sayochin betraskel and shebepiyam lirshus harabim. It says that a sayoch is not allowed to go out with a traskel lirshus harabim. That's a masi, 100%. Lashus Arabim hu deloy, ha bechotzer shaper domi. We'll see in Tosfos, and it seems afilo he put it on in Shabbos. So lachayret akashan Shmuel, my love the gedolim. We're speaking about gedolim who have long necks, and the only purpose of giving them a traskel is tainuk. So we see klal that the wamata tircha l'shem tainuk. Umishum tainik. So the Gemara says, loy. Biktanim umishum tzal. Now we're speaking about small behemoths that have long feet and short necks, and it's very difficult for them to get down to eat from the ground. So mameilal tzaret mut. This is equivalent to mardas. Teikinami diktanyi dumye dikameye shmamino. It's a shochen with kameye. So just like a kameye is, the purpose is l'refue b'mokim tzah. So here this is also b'mokim tzah. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, b'chseim shebepiyo shechoyis men oiso shleitire besodis acherim. Shmagiyim l'mokim arisam noitlam oiso heimen. B'sandl sheberagla shoyisun lo sandl shol matchis shlo yaziku avon. Kameya ksav l'refue s'choyli. Mumche sheripe kva gimel pomen. B'zachay mebehem ba'odom. K'sal k'day t'chashte. Takameya koi. Amrin lakame peg ba mei ishe yoitze. Sha'odom yoitze bekameya mumche. T'cholani diktoni. Loi seitze. Hanach b'lav shmira skufe. Elo masui. So the dozes are a masui. B'sandu mishum de dilma mishtalif osi lasuye. Aga chol gabi yamake leke lameima osi lasuye. Why not? Because it was a shmata. He wouldn't pick it up. It's not worth it. Kshishim shal ha-sheva behemesh nishbar bo etzem oisin lo dafen make splints mikana mikan v'koishchon oisho shom v'hem ha-amidim ha-etzen shloyonot ono v'ono ad shem ischabe v'bishuliam dodelos bo shiotzos ha-miktos ha-poikin lo zug ha-vukshene pokuk ha-afilu b'chotz ha-leiseitim nishenin bo shabasechem mekashke shomoy litkoil l'kach poikek b'tzemer oi b'muchim shloyekashke shomoy bo shabasechem zug is a belt. Invo, that the thing that makes the coil. Metayelas b'yisa zug b'chotza, v'loi seitze b'rishu saram, k'zum forosh l'kama b'pirkin, the merzi k'man dozo l'chinge is going to go to the market, so that's why you don't leave the bell on it. My love is yochem g'doylem k'ma, the tzavor an orach, v'ein lam tzal l'shoyach, v'lechum agabi kalke, v'toylo lam trasko l'tainik, v'kosho l'shmu, k'tanim akabiseim g'voyim, they have long feet, v'tzavor an cotton, v'yesh lam tzal l'shoyach agabi kalke, v'lechil. The Gemara says, "Dum yedikameya, mishum chayle." Zok taisves, myla b'gdoylem mishum tainig. V'im taima, afektach taisves, umay kushe dilma hochi mayri betraskol shenitlo me'erev Shabbos. It says the Beim is not permitted to go out into the Rishus Harabim, or Mechotz is permitted to go out, but who says he put it on in Shabbos? Avol itlis b'Shabbos, avol b'Mechotz erosa. V'tirat zedayk midnoket Rishus Harabim gabi traskol tvei mishar. T'kulnami b'Rishus Harabim mayri. Ela noked rishus harabim to tell you davke rishus harabim is also. The bechotza muta bechol inyin.